All right. Welcome to another episode of Diversity Podcast. This is Dion. I got some guests with me today, and our topic is going to be what we're living in 2020. You want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Yogi.
I'm Bree.
It's Toon. Mister, I can't watch my mouth.
All right, so I'm pretty sure we can all agree that 2020 was definitely interesting, to say the least. A lot of deaths, a lot of crazy shit or whatever. So let's just go around the room real quick. I'll go ahead and start and say one thing. It could be personally and not personally, that you would like to leave in 2020. Personally, even though I know it's not going to happen, I would like to leave this whole COVID shit in 2020.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. That's the new norm, man.
Cause like I said, like on the last episode, I'm not gonna say on the record that I don't believe in it. But
yeah. Oh, do your thing, bro.
No. Like
I feel you. You don't have to listen. It's cool. You don't gotta get into it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say that, but you know.
You just did. You don't gotta get into it.
Look. Listen.
I.
It sounds funny. Doesn't add up. But I'm not a mathematician.
You good, because your shit and my shit go together. Since you going to leave that, I'm going to leave Donald Trump in 2020.
You know that nigga not leaving the White House. We got to pull him out.
Oh, no. No. He's gone. I don't give a damn. I hope they get pop. Shit, get him up out of there. You forgot goddamn what they do. leave that nigga in 2020.
For real.
Swell.
Hey, y'all already took mine. I'm over this whole COVID shit. I want my life back.
Yeah, bro, because this shit's wet. Like, I finally got a car. And then, like, a week after I got my car, COVID hit. And I'm all like, damn. Yeah, I had all these plans and expectations and shit.
I want to leave this mask in 2020.
I don't know, man. The mask is helping some motherfuckers out here, boy.
True. I ain't gonna lie, because some girls from here up.
Oh, yeah.
So fire.
Oh, yeah.
So fire.
Oh, yeah.
Then they take the mask off. I was all like, shit, I'm already invested. Nah, fuck it.
Mouth look like the New York skyline and shit.
Lights and all.
Oh, you say lights? No,
we don't like that either.
It's a common thing around the room right there.
Yeah. And for you?
I would say procrastination.
Yeah, that's dope. That's
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I need to instill that in my life, but I haven't written it down yet, so I guess I'm procrastinating the 2021.
You said we're going to leave that since, what, 2000,
2001? Yeah, I'm saying that since high school.
I keep saying a lot of shit, and I just procrastinate a lot, so I really think this year I need to...
I got you.
Change
I was gonna put that
sure,
up there anyway.
For real.
On the low ski, when I started writing shit down, I got a lot better. Like, I got shit all over the place. Like, yeah, when I started
like,
writing,
he got
shit
me
down
on that shit. Like,
for real.
Granted, I don't write it, but I just put it in the notes on my phone.
It helps a lot to be able to see something.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I set my Google reminder, and that bitch pop up notifications throughout the day. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to keep myself on track. Because I will fuck off and just not do nothing sometimes.
At all. Mm-hmm. You see me, I live life on autopilot. So if it's just not in my room, like...
That's because you're still young, though.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, definitely. But, oh my God, procrastination is like... I'm terrible at that shit. Like, I told myself 2 weeks ago I was going to clean my shoes. I still ain't did that shit yet. That's just on something small. You know what I'm saying?
The only way to fix that is self-discipline. Making yourself do it.
I know.
We talked about this last time you was over here. Did you implement what I told you about getting off of work and handling business?
A little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I'm better.
Yeah.
I'm better.
Yeah. You gotta, man, I'm telling you, you have to make your to-do list because as an adult, ain't nobody gonna make you do your shit, and you will fall behind and just be so fucked up because you just didn't do one thing, and then it piled up. And for real, bro, if you think about how much time you sit around doing nothing,
that's what I'm saying.
Like scrolling your phone or just watching TV, and it's like I be having to tell myself that shit because I just be sitting here feet kicked up, and I be like, I could be painting, I could be sketching, I could be doing 1,000 things while this is playing,
but. a good method that I found, it's like I have to trick myself. I'll make myself, all right, if you do this for 20 minutes, then you can go and do what you really want to do.
Oh, like a little, like, reward system.
Yeah, a little reward system. And that shit works, for real, for real. Like, all right, if you read two chapters, then you can go and fuck off for 20 minutes and then come back and do what else you got to do. Like, just take little breaks, intervals, just as long as you get it done.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah. I'm implementing that. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. We're done with this.
You got to record it. Even better.
But I'm still going to write
that down.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure I'm like the only person who listens to like my podcast. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get listens.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'll be listening to my shit like when I'm out and about or I'm thinking about doing a podcast or whatever. I'll just listen to it just to see, like, how much dead space between, like, if it's getting better, if it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, small little shit I need to work on. I do that. But, fuck that, I'm off that. One thing I'm really proud of that I ain't seen a lot in the coming weeks into New Year is all these New Year, New Me posts. I don't know about y'all, but I only seen one of them hoes, and I'm so proud of y'all.
Yeah, I haven't seen one.
I'm so proud of y'all. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I did see that black lady leaving behind her burdens in 2020.
That's not going nowhere. It's not going to go nowhere.
I'm sick of that
shit. They added Lil Buddy where the money resides.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That shit rolling.
All I'm saying is...
Nah, that's cool. I guess everybody got to lie into themselves.
See, COVID was good for one thing.
I've never been good at that. I've always hated that, though. You know, I've always hated the people that be like, well, I'm leaving this person. And, bitch, if I don't like you, then I'm going to leave you today. Like, yeah. I'm not waiting no time frame. Mm. Like, no.
You think I'm going to wait 2 weeks to leave?
Exactly. No, bitch, good. I've been left you.
I left you
back in
December
12th. Back in July. Like, fuck that. I hate that.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm glad we did leave in 2020. But I kind of hope it doesn't make a comeback. But that whole New Year, New Me shit. Or once I lose 45 pounds, grow my hair, start drinking water, get on a diet, get a car, get a job with benefits.
That's me right
it's
now.
It's over for you, ho.
That's me right now. It's over for you, niggas.
See, it's one thing to feel like
that's
that.
That's me. All that. It's See, over for your baby daddy at the end of the day.
Look, to feel that is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to post that soliloquy?
Yeah, that's a little.
It ain't necessary, my dad.
No, I write it on the refrigerator.
Like I said, this is your shit, so.
Yeah.
You just got a checklist once I.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And get to it once again.
Hey, that's good. Very good. Oh, man. So, personally, I've actually done something I've never done before, and I've set goals this year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because normally I just feel like, what happens, fuck it.
Yeah.
As long as I don't die, and as long as I don't get arrested, it's a good year.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Like,
there's a couple other things that can happen, but okay. There's a couple other bad things.
Look, so,
you could definitely get a disease.
Whoa.
He said die or get arrested. He left there's a wide plane of shit that could also happen. Gonna set that up. But go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, so, I actually have goals. So, like, one thing that I did probably... like the second week of December or some shit, I record all my shit on Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at my analytics and shit like that. And, like, for one, 2019 on Anchor, everything that I did, which was almost nothing, but still, like, everything that I did for that year only got me 41 listens.
Mm.
Cool, whatever. 2020, I went from 41 listeners to 440 listeners.
Yeah.
That's still including the 41, but you know what I mean? So
shout out for them staying down.
Yeah.
But for real.
Yeah.
For real. Thank y'all. I appreciate you. Yeah. I just want to thank God.
Yeah.
I just want to thank God. But for real, like seeing that growth for me putting in just like a little bit of effort, a little bit of consistency and shit like that. So one of my big goals is I'm gonna grow this a little bit more. Like since it grew almost like 10 times, with me doing a little bit, I want to put a little bit more effort into it. And I'm not going to say I want to grow it 10 times again, but I just want to get, I want to get to 1,000 listeners. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a small little sponsorship or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my goals, my main goals or whatever like that. You got any goals for the new year?
Yeah, I'ma stop procrastinating so much and really just put my foot down, cause I don't wanna like toot my own horn or nothing, but like I think I'm pretty good at shit when I try shit. Mm-hmm. Like when I just jump out the window and do shit, like I can accomplish most things. So I'ma stop being scared to fail, cause that's my biggest thing. Like I'm scared to fail, yeah. So a lot of times I won't try shit. Like I've been offered, gallery spots and all type of shit. I just turn it down because I don't want to fail. So, like this year, I'm a really put my foot out there and just say if I fuck up, I fuck up. But yeah,
I think you should definitely go for it. I'm seriously.
In all aspects though, like you know, I don't know if y'all noticed, I've been dropping, like I've been holding on to music for so long. Like
yeah,
I just been.
I remember you talking about that the first podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I've just it's been 4 years since I released my last album. So I've just been holding on to music, and I just started just fucking releasing it. Like, whatever, man. Like, because I've noticed, and even in the last week of me releasing music, like, I've noticed my streams go up, my followers go up, and shit like that. And this is just songs that's just been sitting and shit, but nobody's ever heard them but me and whoever I recorded them with, if I recorded them with somebody. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Next year, I'm gonna just jump in head first and everything.
Put yourself out there. That's, mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm kind of doing the same thing, because, like, I didn't, like, Jack, my podcast partner, mm-hmm. / friend, / whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He has me on this way of trying, like, to go harder.
Yeah.
Like, into my comedy. Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, is good because that's my goal all in all. Mm-hmm. But it's weird because I like to work on my content around him, and likewise, just because at least we have somebody to share it with, because like I don't want to share my content with somebody and they don't even give a fuck about what I'm saying, because yeah. It's just like,
yeah,
it's wasteful. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the downside of that is that when we're around each other, our comedy is just like when we're around each other for too long, like we become less funny because like we have so many inside jokes and stuff like that. Yeah. So I guess it's finding the balance for everything too this year. So I'm trying to find a balance because, like I say, I don't want to make it big. I don't want a Netflix special, da 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 da.
Yeah.
But stand up comedy is a huge hobby of mine.
Yeah.
And
you want it to be lucrative though.
Right, of course. Yeah. Like, we ain't doing this shit for nothing.
Understandable.
You know what I'm saying? But okay, so I want to do that, find a balance because I really want to get into writing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm into writing, but like I want that to lane me into my dream job of like being like a screenwriter or something like that. So putting myself out there too, I guess.
Well, you got 444 listeners. Jay-Z, you think you just said it? So, boom, there you go. You're marketing already. Okay. And another thing you could do, without me, you know, throwing your game out there on your shit though, but like you say, you like to write around your homeboy and you get less funny around him. Well, you have to find the comedy friends that way that you can expand your horizons, because the more you're around somebody, you get accustomed to that person and you and that person become each other or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you're out there and you're branching out and you got a couple different people that you write with, like you're coming up with different things and you're reaching other horizons, you're getting other aspects and perspectives of it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like when you go to a new city and you see people that you never seen before and you learn some new shit. So that could also help your writing as well, as if you started kind of expanding who you write with as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of fun.
I like to do that because when I record with the same people, we make a lot of the same songs, mm-hmm. and you start to hear it. And some people won't acknowledge it, but if you have to have that keen enough eye in your craft to realize, like, okay, I'm being repetitive right now. Mm-hmm. So I start working with people I wouldn't usually work with. I just start reaching out, or just even have a conversation with those people, because they open your eyes up to a different way of thinking.
That's dope. It's like, I'm so antisocial.
You gotta get out of that.
Bro, I know. It's fucking terrible at this point.
You shy stripper.
Like, bro.
Like, I get it. I'm a shy rapper, so.
Nah, because, like, at first, it was just all, like, I waited tables up until, like, 2020 then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This shit happened. But I waited tables for so long, and I was constantly dealing with stupid-ass people, this, that, just... So, being antisocial, like, once I was out of work, that was kind of letting my battery recharge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But now that I'm in the warehouse business, I really don't have to talk to nobody. Having that bad habit of being antisocial, like, I'm realizing it's starting to affect me, because it's like... Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm doing well, but... Conversationally and socially, I fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, I have a better chance of running a mile in 4 minutes than having a successful conversation with a stranger right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to get out of that. But at the same time, like the guard that I've put up,
yeah.
And just the safety net of my four walls.
Yeah. That should be a thing, man.
Like, it's scary yourself. To get out of a little
bit. Force yourself to talk to one new person every week.
Like, every week? Okay.
I thought you were saying every day. I feel you're not. Just once a week, you just find somebody. And like I told you, I was reading that book. All you gotta do is just look at somebody's appearance, find something that you notice on their appearance, and speak to them about it. Or the way they're behaving. You can easily walk up, because people like talking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk up to somebody and you ask them, oh, where did you get that fucking keychain? Mm-hmm. And they're going to go off on a tangent. And then you pick up on something in that conversation and you just tailgate it on. For real.
Yeah, so...
So is that that's your thing to just be more, you got to be more open?
I just got to be social, dog. Because yeah. Like... Well, with the people that I'm friends with, like my friend Jack, my friend Chris, like, I'm open as fuck with them. Like, they know everything.
Yeah.
But it's just them two niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else. It's different, because it's all like...
I get you. I mean, but every...
I don't feel like I can be myself around people.
Not everybody gets the same version of everybody, though.
True.
Yeah, we talked about that, too, I remember. Yeah. But at the same time, like... I feel like it's a little bit of self-sabotage because, like, when I'm around new people, like, in a setting,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that I'm fake.
Yeah.
But I'm not as goofy or as dark or as genuinely me as I normally am.
Yeah.
Because it's just all like, oh, I know they ain't going to like this shit.
Is that what's going on right now?
Low-key.
Okay. You want another shot? I'm going to give you a shot because you kind of tense on your own podcast right now.
I know, and that's not me.
No, man. It's not. You got to let your shit go.
Fuck that shit.
The ladies are beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you. They're beautiful.
And believe it or not, too.
Speak to them.
Hi. Hi.
Hi there.
So, damn, I am talking.
You just been talking to me.
I'm talking. Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. Look at
so
you have an intervention on your shit, and I'm about to get you another shot.
Whatever. So, y'all have anything y'all want to add in?
Why are you so nervous? Why are you, like, uncomfortable, though?
I don't talk to females.
No. Well, we're here.
We're just people.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
I'm socially awkward, too. I'm actually trying to get out of my shell as well, because normally I probably just stay to myself and be, like, around a small group of people, but I'm learning to get out more as well myself and to not just be so comfortable with just the same motherfuckers. I want to get out and about and do other shit, too. So, I feel where you're coming from.
Yeah. This is weird. It's good, but it's weird.
We'll take your shot then.
Okay.
I'm gonna take one with you.
And I'll take the rest of mine.
Hell yeah, let's get it.
Alright.
Boom.
Yeah.
Bree, what you gonna work on for yourself this year?
Getting money?
Getting to the bag?
So cliche, but.
Get to the bag then.
You know, that's my goal right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get to the bag.
Start that by going back to school.
Word.
So that they have to pay me.
Word.
That's my focus right now.
You got a number in mind?
Not even.
You gotta put a number in some way.
I don't need a number. I just want to be comfortable.
I feel you.
Because I feel like setting a number is like setting a limiter.
Yeah.
Not even a limiter. I feel, but once again, different strokes for different folks. Cause me, I can say some shit like that, and that'd be a broad statement, and then I can just say at some point in time at the year, I did get to the money.
Yeah.
You know, but so I like to set myself something, cause I was just telling myself something the other day, about how I get complacent, I get comfortable really quickly. Like I'll achieve a goal, and then I'll be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And then so I was telling myself I have to stop doing that shit. So once I do set my goal, I have to have my goal as a minimalist goal. This is what you had to have done. Like so, I'm putting a price point for myself. Like this is the amount of money I want to make by February 25th or whatever, and I have to achieve that. But I want to surpass whatever number that is. But I have to make sure I hit whatever that number is. That's the way I like to. But that's me, you know.
That's it. Like, my biggest issue is, so, I don't want anything. Like, like, we be real, like, I don't want anything. Like, I'm not saying that it's a negative thing, but, like, I don't want to own a Ferrari. I don't want a mansion. Like, I'm cool with where I'm at. Like,
yeah, content.
I'm content. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I'm always content, like, even when I was in, like, the fucked up stages of my life, when I was flipping pancakes from $10 an hour overnight, I was content with that. So it's like...
Question.
Yes.
Is it because you ain't seen nothing? Because you young. Is it because you ain't seen nothing?
Possibly.
How old are you?
25.
Okay.
I feel like you gotta see something to be inspired by something. And if you've just been here, it ain't shit here to see.
It really ain't.
That's why you would feel that way.
No, because it's like I do have minimums. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to have a car. I have to have somewhere decent to live. I do have to have decent clothes. Like, I do have a standard of upliving that I want to upkeep.
Yeah.
But me just being passive with everything, like this is my norm. Mm-hmm. However, if it's not like that all the time, it's not okay, but it's not a big deal. Like, I don't
You gotta leave that in 2020.
Definitely.
You gotta leave that shit in 2020, boy. You got
I shouldn't be caring, dog. Like,
nah, you ain't gotta care, bro. But at the same time, you just
everything in the world, because then you're gonna just be always longing and never happy. Yeah. But you should never just be content.
Yeah.
You should always strive for better
or upgrade the shit that you
at least have. Little,
like, even though you're comfortable with
you gotta keep growing.
You gotta find that balance to where you're happy with what you have, but where you're still striving for more.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, you gotta leave. Man, you set yourself a little goal, like just to push your numbers up or something, to do something different with whatever you're passionate about by March.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you ain't got to do the whole year. Just by March, I want to have done this, you know, because a lot of people set this whole yearly goal and then they, you're going to get burned out. So long, yeah, you're going to get burnt out. Like, nobody, well, there's a few people with that kind of willpower, but not the average person, because we would all be fucking millionaires and shit, because nobody wants to fucking clean toilets. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every janitor wakes up and say, yeah, this year I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go back to school or something, you know? But you have to set a small goal and then achieve that. Set 5-6 small goals at a time.
Yeah.
And then, boom, 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 next thing you know, you got something big.
One big ass goal.
Yeah.
Straight
up. I think the corniest thing I always saw was vision boards until I realized them shits was like the truth.
I just told my brother.
Because you have to look at that shit every day and remind yourself, that's what the fuck I want.
See, I have a ghetto version of a vision board, which is just sticky notes on the back of my bedroom door.
You probably don't even look at them shits, though.
Some of them.
Yeah, see? You got to get up in the morning and see that car.
But see, the thing is, it's like, I understand why people do that, but for me, it's not that deep, bro. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I get you.
But like, you're still young. You don't have kids, though, so you definitely need to get out more and travel and see some more things and do some more things, especially before you have kids. Like, for real. Get your little tenderoni or whatever you like, please, by all means. That's what I stress to my brother. He's 26, no kids. Like, baby, don't sit around and waste that time doing nothing.
That's what I did.
I don't like people though, dog.
Me either.
But that's why you know, get your small little circle or whoever you bubble with, and y'all do those things, and definitely, you know. I don't know.
I guess it's getting to that point. I get where you're going.
Hell yeah.
But yeah.
We growing in 2021.
Yeah, it's got growing. Like,
I'm trying to get my savings in order, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Well, there you go. That's a goal right there.
Boom. Because, like, this is... Like, I looked at my pay slip for the year, right?
Yeah.
And what I make. Mm-hmm. This is the most I've ever made.
Yeah.
And I looked at what I made and looked at what I brought home. And I have nothing to show for what the fuck I brought home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a car. Cool. Yeah, I have some games. Cool. I didn't die. Excellent. Mm-hmm. But what do you have to show for all this money that you done?
Yeah.
Went through this year.
Yeah.
So, I want to try my hardest to save. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is, but bro, I got to.
I did that one day. I looked at my bank statement, just like all my debit card transactions, and I seen how much money I literally spend at fucking fast food, and it was just ridiculous. Like, in a month, what I spent just eating out, like, period, was just like, nah, nigga, that's where all my money at. Like, between that and my weed, man. Like, between McDonald's and my weed, man, they eating off of me right now. Like,
yeah, the Jamaican restaurant and Chinese spot got all my money.
Exactly, man. But you, shit, that's one of my shits to cook more.
But I use that Cash App because, you know, they be having a discount, so I can definitely tell when I click that restaurant how much I spent. And I'm like, God damn, I spent that much.
Yes,
I'm eating good.
I be trying not to. I'm just lazy. I'm like, that's need to be one of my goal, to learn how to cook this year.
Oh, bro,
you
can teach.
Love to cook, but sometimes
so
you gotta easy. Eat.
If you can read, you can cook.
I think I get distracted.
It's the energy.
I get distracted.
Doing it.
I get distracted. I fuck up one part of the meal and get distracted. Yeah.
That's it. I used to love to cook. Then I started cooking for a living, and then once I stopped cooking for a living, I just stopped cooking. Cause like
that's probably where
it's so stressful. Cause it's like, all right, so y'all about to hear something not so flattering for me. I'm one of those people, like, especially when I was working in the kitchen, like, just don't get in my way. You know what I mean? Like, do what you want to do over there, go over there. But this,
but don't bother me.
Just my
like don't fuck up my flow. Cause like I could be having a great day, have a headphone in. Mm-hmm. Dropping 30s in this head, turn around, make a salad, doing this, doing that.
Yeah.
And as soon as I go to reach for something and it's flesh, I'm Gordon Ramsay. Like, yeah. I go to reach for something and Shelby's in the way. Shelby, get out of the fucking way. Jesus.
Yeah.
So,
I feel you.
So, just going through, like, years of dealing with, like, that kind of self-imposed rage.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring that into my home. So, like,
there's nobody in your crib, though. You say yes.
But do you not like your own cooking?
Oh, I love my own cooking.
Well, then it should be easy for you.
I tell you, that rage, though, man.
Yeah, because it's just all like.
I'm like that at my job right now. I'm trying to get over that.
Oh, you know what the one thing I hate?
What's
is I'll be, y'all know what I do for a living. So, I be chilling. Like, I really be chilling. As opposed to my coworkers, I really be chilling. I don't give a fuck about what... I just don't do it in front of me. And I hate... That's the one thing I hate. I hate that shit. I'll be parked somewhere, and I'm just sitting there, and it's like, boom. And then there'll always be this random fucking white teenage fucker in some khaki shorts, and he'll just back his car up right in front of me. Dead ass wrong. Hit his fucking lights. Look, get out the car. Look me dead in my face. And take off running. And then he'll come back and he'll see the ticket and he's like, well, what the fuck, man? What? You fucking idiot. What did you think? Like, seriously? Seriously? They'll come and look at the window and I won't even roll it down. I'm like, the fuck? Like, what'd you think was going to happen? You look dead at me. We made eye contact.
We not cool like
that. Yeah, I don't even know you. And you put it right in front of my face. You backed up. Your license plate was right there. All I had to do was look up. What's over with, cuz? I hate that.
Yeah, man. I cannot. Because where I'm at now, I love where I'm at now. Just because it's a really stress-free environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, work-wise, like, I go to work, I go on a forklift, I drive, I come home. That's all it is.
Love solitude.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
solitude in the workplace is a fucking, it's a beautiful thing,
bro. Talking about blessings on blessings,
that's one of the reasons I love my job, but I hate it because I can literally spend all day in my car by myself and not talk to nobody if I navigate correctly. If I bust a move, like if I bust a move, like yeah, I can navigate correctly most days.
Same way in the warehouse, cause it's like
yeah, I hate talking to people at work.
Yeah, because they always talking about something.
My coworker's phony as fuck. I just found out one of my coworkers was snitching on me Friday. And she be pulling up on me. We be having full conversations and shit. I thought we was cool. That bitch is snitching on me. I just found that out. Or not Friday, Thursday. Blew me. I was like, that's who been snitching on me? She was like, yeah, I thought you knew. I said, nigga, I thought it was the other way. Oh, wow. You phony ass. But anyway.
Need to leave that home 2020.
Listen.
Yeah, that's
done. I don't give a goddamn about that shit.
Feel that.
That just mean I get to ignore her ass now too. Oh, I'm quick to turn the motherfucker off. I hit mute on real life people.
Cause like my best friend Renee, like he pointed this out to me. Cause like me and you could be having a conversation, right? Mm. You talking, you in depth, like you with it, right? And I could just be looking at you. Hell yeah.
Not paying attention to a damn thing I'm saying, probably.
Not at all.
Exactly.
Not at all. And that's one thing I have gotten better at last year, because, like, I accidentally did it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you're not about to fucking do that. I'm all like, what? You're not listening to what the fuck I said? I'm like, yeah, of course I am. He's like, what did I just say?
I hate when people do that. Like, damn, you know what the hell you just said? Like, what?
But like I said, confrontation is also one of my enemies, so it's just like, you know what? You got it, bro.
Wow.
So what was you saying?
I be getting people like
that. I be having to force myself to pay attention. Like, my attention span, like, that big. Mm. So, it's... So, the point I'm getting to is, don't ignore people that are, like, kind of your friends. Everybody else, fuck them.
Facts.
But people that you have choose to deal with.
Choose. That's a good word.
Because have to sounds like a choice.
Yeah, choose.
People that you choose to deal with. Just, you know.
You know, it's a beautiful thing is when a woman that you're dealing with hits you with that. You're not even listening to me. And then you hit her with that shit verbatim back. But you probably can't do that because of what you just said. But I be paying attention. Like, okay. I just don't have to look at you to pay attention. So... I love that. And they're like, what did I say? And I'll be like, did you say?
That person use that shit against you.
What did I say? You said you didn't want no onions on that shit because it makes you gassy. And then she's sitting there like, it's like, yeah.
Okay, you ain't have to say it made me gassy, nigga. Damn, I'm listening to that.
Exactly. They get mad. They be mad.
Nah, because when I waited tables, I had a trick that I use. Because, one, I have a really good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I have very shitty handwriting. Mm. Yeah. So, like, as long as it was under, like, 8 people.
Yeah.
Like, I just sit at the table. And granted, it will look like I wasn't paying attention. It's because I kind of wasn't. Because, like, I had to not think for this to work. Which is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so I'll go around the table. He orders something. She orders something. Go all the way around. Everybody orders anything. Like, all right, cool. I'll be back. And it's always that one goofy-ass white dude. Bro, you didn't write that down. Nigga, I know. Like, well, what do we order? You have the steak, medium rare, mashed potatoes. She had the fucking salmon salad. You had chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just go around. Like, oh my God. And that would get me so much money.
Yeah.
So it's all like.
I mean, that works.
Because, like,
yeah,
even though I'm not listening,
yeah.
If you're talking enough, it sticks.
Yeah.
It sticks until I start thinking and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, one of the things I used to have to do is, like, I leave a table of, like, 6 people. I just took all their orders in the semi head. Like, I had to set a rule with every restaurant I worked at. Don't talk to me when I'm on the way to the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to lose that shit.
Not could. I am going to lose that shit. And ain't no orders coming back to the table.
And what do you say again?
No, because, like, I remember pieces of it. Like, mm-hmm. Pieces of a puzzle. You had the steak with fries, right? But you wanted that medium rare. Got it. Bitch, don't accept my shit. I'm coming. So, I don't know, bro. It's it's a blessing and a curse. Because, like, I have a very nonchalant personality. And when it comes to waiting tables, people don't like that shit for some reason.
Yeah, you're supposed to be enthusiastic with flair, nigga.
Man, fuck that shit, nigga. This is charming as shit.
I didn't come to this restaurant for your melodramatic ass. I want excited ass Becky over there.
Look, act like you want to be here.
No, I do want to be here, but at the same time, but the when thing, we're all like, I ordered fucking salmon!
That's not authentic at a yeah, restaurant, cool. though.
Calm down. I'm going to go get your salmon. Did you just tell me to calm down?
Yeah. People don't like being told to calm down.
Nobody like that. Women least of all.
I'm quick to tell
you. You think people. I like being yelled at?
I'm quick to tell
people. If I got to be here for 12 hours a day, I'm not going to let your goofy ass fucking Crocs talk to me any kind of way.
Not the Crocs.
Which is why I never lasted more than a year and a half at any restaurant.
I understand. I'll never forget I got threatened by a nigga in a Sebring.
Wait, in the Sebring? Oh,
God. That nigga blew me, bruh. That nigga was like, I run this town. Don't you ever forget that. You see this car? You know this motherfucking car. I'm like, the gray Sebring. Got it.
Nigga, is that 04?
Got it. I felt so insulted that he felt like that was an insult to me. Like, nigga, what? Alright, gotcha. But you know what? He did. I remember the gray Sebring.
So
not for the right reason, but I remember.
Maybe it's a form of reverse psychology.
It might have been. He might have got in my head for real.
No, but
that
like,
nigga is living rent free in my head. See, yes. God damn.
But see, here's the thing.
God damn. I gotta leave that nigga in 2022 now.
Nigga, he already in 21. It's over with.
I'm dumping this nigga right now. I told you I don't need to wait till the date, nigga. He's gone. What color sing ring was it? It was a Pontiac what?
It was a Pontiac GT. Sky blue.
Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Oh, you know something else I want to leave in 2020 that it's not going to happen?
What's it?
That fucking pose.
Like the foot up shit.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
I know.
Whoa, slow down. Look.
Do you be doing that? Let me look through your photos right quick. The leg up pose that the chicks be doing to make their booty it look bigger, that little illusion. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
It's called angles.
I don't know. That's not an angle. That's a motherfucking manipulation pose. That's what that is. I give you a straight like. I'm not going to ever love a picture with that pose. I hate it.
Man,
that and the fuzzy slippers.
Oh, bro.
Definitely mind your business.
You got fuzzy slippers? You ain't never worn them around me, so we Gucci. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of you in them either. We Gucci then. Just keep them in your room.
You know what I'm saying? Your feet's your choice.
I don't like feet, though.
No. Yeah, I mean,
fuzzy slippers.
I don't like feet. I mean, I might lick a toe if I'm fucking, but that's I don't like feet. But no.
I mean, because like the thing is, when I was little, like 10 to like 13.
Yeah.
I had like a big ass foot fetish. Like I just be walking around giving hoes foot massages and shit. Like,
okay.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, no, no. We be chilling watching Saturday morning cartoons.
You was probably a big 12-year-old too.
Nigga, I've been this height since I was 12 years old.
Yeah, exactly. You walk in, you want foot rub?
No. I don't walk in. We'd already be in there. It goes to a commercial. Like, damn, my hands suck. Let me see that. What?
You out here giving us solicitation foot rubs?
It's like, what are you doing? Look, I was a wild young.
How would you feel about an unsolicited foot rub?
An
unsolicited one. Like, just, it was.
I don't
like
know,
that.
My aunt used to suck her thumb and just grab my foot anyways. Rub my feet, so it got to the point
she
where...
She would suck her thumb and then use it as moisture?
She used to like to do that, but then it used to get annoying when she started picking at your shit, and it's like, alright, get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know why people like to pick at other people's body parts. That's weird to me.
Well, that's what she used to do, so for that's me, so I like now I like to be rubbed and stuff, so
I want to leave that in 2020.
You know what? I want to leave this one question in 2020. If you're bald, when you wash your face, how far do you go up? The answer is where your hairline used to be.
So you just stop right there for real, though?
Yeah, I stop right here.
Where? What happens up here?
No. Just try to take care of this.
Yeah.
Wash faces for
real. I got you. I would just swear on my shit.
I can't really swear. It's not very aerodynamic. It's very.
I wonder what Stevie Wonder does.
That nigga can see, bro. I don't care what nobody says.
I wonder how Stevie Wonder washes his hair.
That nigga Stevie can see.
Mm. No, he can't. Bro, yes, he wants to have them braids.
Thank you.
He can't see.
He'd have been let them go.
All I'm saying is
he might. I don't know.
Mm-mm. You see how many niggas can't let go of shit?
True.
Like,
true.
I done seen a nigga that ass with the whole me situation going
please
on, right?
Baby. Please say the baby.
No, like the whole cul-de-sac cut, right?
Yeah.
And then still just had dreads.
Word?
Yeah, I've seen that. So
he took his hat off and just had open property up there?
Yeah, because like with his hat on, bro, look fresh as hell. And then that's I guess hilarious. He got hot or something.
Whoop. And he forgot. Oh, he had the rest of his lace front on. That's terrible.
Or, here's my
absolute favorite. Y'all never know. I'm going to definitely get extensions when my shit falls out. Y'all ain't going to never know. I'm going to cut my shit and get my shit re-put in the same week.
Okay.
That's sick,
man. I swear, boy, look, what? I'm gonna be like, get my bitches exactly like my shits was when you took them out. Yeah, never gonna know. I refuse. I don't like the way my shadow look without my hair.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That's one reason why I keep my beard. Because believe it or not, this jawline, it's not real. My beard makes my jaw look good.
Yeah.
One. And two, I have an overly round face without my beard and I just like an angry baby.
That's because you bald. That's terrible.
Not like...
I understand, though. No, I get you. Because I look weird as fuck without my beard, too.
And then... That's not even the worst part. My family. Like, if I shave this, all of a sudden I look like a sex offender. Like, that's the only comment I get from my mama, my sister.
I mean, technically, you was out here assaulting feet.
Yeah, because it's like... Without this, I just look like a child. Like...
You look like a child. Sex offender. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not going there.
Why are we on this topic?
Child sex offenders?
Hear me out.
Okay.
Me and my friend last night, we were talking, right? And one of my favorite shows is The Catch a Predator, right?
Yes,
all the time. But like, even though it was a docuseries or whatever, pure comedy. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So we were talking about like, what if they brought it back, but with like certain characters? Like, not certain characters, but like certain people as a host. So instead of like, if they brought back The Catch a Predator, but instead of Chris Hansen and Takashi, and just walk in on pedophiles screaming fucking Treyway. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
Bro.
Every week they should switch hosts.
Right.
That'd be great.
Bro. Gold. Gold. Did y'all watch that?
I want to see Charlamagne the God. I don't see Charlamagne the guy busting on the child. Will they walk in with y'all? That'd be hilarious.
See, that nigga sus to me.
Charlamagne the guy? Sus in what way?
Thing is,
before you go on, you know you're not getting a little Black Excellence podcast cable after this conversation, right? But go ahead.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
So. Oh, okay, cool. Shout out to Charlamagne and Matt. It might even be sponsored, but.
I just don't know who he is. Like, well, I know who he is, but he just looks like he has something going on. He looks sneaky.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
It's because he's bald.
You ass.
Well played.
Yogi, what else you leaving in 2020? Y'all quiet. I don't like it. You want another shot?
No.
What you leaving in 2020?
I don't know. It's not much to leave in 2020. 2020 was for me a lot of healing for me.
A lot of healing. Word. Leaving that pain in the past.
You know?
Like, I feel you.
Hell all yeah, that. Man. Definitely the pain.
Hell yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blessed and thankful.
Very.
Hell yeah. I understand yours is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
2020 was actually a really great year for me.
I mean, everybody went through it differently. Some motherfuckers got to work. Some people was out of work trying to figure out where their next meal was coming from.
I don't know. Like I'm just dealing
with different. No, I know. I feel you. I'm just saying. Like, it was a fucked up year in
bro,
general.
For real. Like, we had a pandemic. Well, still have. COVID, don't strike me down.
This nigga.
Yeah, the pandemic.
Yeah, fucking Donald Trump.
Motherfuckers stopped working.
lost Kobe, lost Chadwick. Shit.
Did we lose Stanley the 2020 or 19?
Like, that was the year before. Yeah.
So I was playing that new Spider-Man.
Lost a lot of people, man.
So many for no reason.
The crazy amount of people died this year. Man,
yeah. I forgot Chadwick died.
Yeah, I was watching the James Brown joint for the first time last night. It's a really good movie.
Yeah,
I had never saw it. I always wanted to see it. It was a really good movie. I was gonna watch that Ma Rainey joint, but I was
on
like,
Netflix?
Yeah, I was like, it didn't seem like, yeah, it was like it didn't seem like the right moment to watch it.
Yeah.
So, but when I scrolled past the James Brown joint, I was like, I could probably watch this shit. It's a different feel to it.
You know what? Let's leave overhyping Netflix shit. In fucking 2020.
Netflix been dying.
No, because like the thing is, Netflix is cool. I prefer Netflix to Hulu, personally.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And nigga, I actually pay for my own Hulu, which is part about it.
Prime is pretty lit.
But like, every time I see something on Facebook, Instagram or something, oh my god, this show. And it's like 30 motherfuckers posting the same show or movie. I'm like, you know what? Let me check this all out. Then I check it out in 10 minutes. I just look like Kanye West.
I don't know.
Wasting my fucking time.
Netflix hits sometimes with their random series, but like they ain't really been dropping nothing recently. It seems like everybody getting their own streaming service. Mm-hmm. So it's like you kind of split up between.
Oh, speaking of streaming services, HBO.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just like completed my streaming service, Infinity Gauntlet, with HBO Max.
Bro, did you add all the OG cartoons to that?
Yes,
shit?
I seen. I was watching. What that was? Ed, Edd n Eddy last night. I was in this bitch high watching Ed, Edd n Eddy last night.
Bro, those touched my soul. Like Ed, Edd n Eddy was the first cartoon conspiracy that I watched.
Yeah. Oh, about them being in purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I was just all like, you know what? I'm a fucking weirdo. Let's ride with it.
I had sat down and watched all them joints in one afternoon, and I got up and was just like, cartoons will never be the same. And then they were. So it's cool. I smoked another point, and they were fine. It was cool, yeah.
How y'all feel about Courage the Cowardly Dog? I hate that nigga.
That was my shit.
I only liked a couple episodes.
Wow.
I liked it.
I liked Freaky Fred.
That was my boy.
I liked the mac and cheese joint.
Now, see, I like Eustace, but Courage himself, I couldn't fuck with
Eustace.
What was the other episode?
The grandma.
More macaroni. More cheese. I love that. That shit was hilarious. But nah, I ain't fuck with Courage like that. Courage is cool. I like
Johnny Bravo. See, I fuck with Johnny Bravo growing up, but watching it as an adult, dog. Cut it.
Yo, they said they only showed. They said Johnny Bravo was a reality show, and they only showed the times he got turned down. They said Johnny Bravo was successful 97% of the time.
Wow.
That's another conspiracy theory. Johnny Bravo was in a bestiality. That one time he did get laid on the show, it was a fucking deer. Go back and remember that. Johnny Bravo slept with a deer on the show. The one time he got laid on that show, it was with a fucking deer. It was weird.
Gotta love it.
Fucking cartoons just get away with a lot of shit.
Oh, bro, for real. For real, like, I miss some old cartoons.
Eating ass?
Bro, first of all.
Cow and chicken, eating ass.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be the first person to say it. In 2021,
ass on a plate.
There's nothing wrong with eating ass.
I mean, it's not.
Two.
If you find the right person, you can't just be out eating random ass. I haven't ate booty yet, but I anticipate doing it in 2021. Hopefully, I find the love of my life. Awkward pause.
Because I'm trying to figure out what to say without fuck that shit. Look, man. You ain't got love. She just got to be clean.
You say what?
You ain't got love. She just got to be clean.
I don't know.
And two, thing that I learned last year, don't eat ass on the first link. It scares them away.
Well, how would you ever eat ass on the first night?
Why not?
Because that's a lot. Don't do that on the first night. Then she going to think you do that with everybody. Because girls quick to assume everything. Women, I'm sorry. They are quick to assume. Like, you did something for them, and that means you making everybody feel special. So, you know, you can't motherfucking eat ass on the first night.
That
look like some thirsty nigga shit. You ate ass on the first. Don't do that.
I mean, I just...
You got it. Yeah,
growth.
Yeah. Yeah. You out here jumping. You jumping head first already, nigga. No, that's the only thing I'm not jumping head first in this year.
What's that? I learned last year. Don't do that on the first or second
week. Barely eat pussy on the first date.
Really?
It depends how much left you got. I'm bad at that shit.
Growth. Growth.
Why are you looking at me like that, Yogi? She's judging. See, that's exactly.
I am not
exactly
judging at all. I'm fucking not at all.
I might be high. It's all good.
No limits. Nope. I mean, it shouldn't be no set rules anyways when you're in the moment. It's just whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
If a dude ate your booty on the first date,
I don't know. I probably would be like, whoa. But, you know.
Brie.
All I'm saying is if you set the bar that high on a first date.
You better not a first date, but I'm saying the first time you're actually doing it. Yeah.
On the first time. If you set that type of standard for yourself.
If you just
I hope
do
you
that
understand
off the back.
That there's no going back.
And then you just sucking don't on Hershey's.
Look,
sucking on Hershey kisses. But you said that. You said that last week. That was the standard from now on.
But all I'm saying,
I don't know, man.
See, I understand where she's coming from, but at the same time, I personally feel that like if I'm comfortable enough to do that shit to you,
yeah.
As long as you don't be all like, oh, nigga, don't do that shit again. I'm doing that shit again.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is don't get lazy. Don't get comfortable. Don't be complacent. There we go.
I mean,
all 2021 in all aspects of life.
I mean, date four, Brie tooted up. So, nigga, you ain't hungry?
You're right.
I mean, shit.
Actually, you can't come with the basic shit at all, but you cannot come with the basic shit after you open that door.
Yeah, like I said, you can't come in at level 5 and try to drop to level
1.
I'm tired today.
We don't get tired.
Better take your ass a 20-minute nap. I'll be right.
I don't know, man. Hopefully I find that level of love or trust this year. But I'm open. I'm a little bit more open to being into something this year than I was last year. That shows.
I mean, like I said,
holidays suck on the low ski.
It didn't feel holidayish at all.
Me more so. I was just watching the fucking like everybody pop up in the relationships. And you know how that gets when you're single. You're just like, maybe I want somebody to annoy me sometimes. But I might just be going through a phase. I said I was gonna get myself to the age to see if I was gonna be a thought this year.
Wow.
So we'll see. It's still early in the game.
City boy spender.
It was still early in the game. We'll see. Ain't gonna lie, they had us in the first quarter.
Oh, God. Yeah, I be seeing, because, like, I be feeling you on that shit, but at the same time, all the couples that I be seeing, like, booed up or whatever on the internet, I'm like, bro, I know y'all niggas. You just punched that nigga in the face yesterday. y'all not like that.
But at the same time, You gotta do you.
Shit happens overnight.
You gotta. No, like, I'm not judging their relationship, but I'm not gonna be jealous of that.
I'm saying sometimes I might wanna choke a motherfucker, but you know, it's whether or not you do it and if you move past it, because you're not gonna be friendly all the time, especially not with somebody you getting vulnerable with. Y'all not always gonna be cool. I mean, and I think a lot of people just gotta be mature enough to understand that motherfuckers don't understand that you could disagree and still like continue to live life.
That's it. I agree with that, but there's like certain levels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you can't get disrespectful.
Like the thing is, like, I'm weird about this, but like, I told females out there, with like, you mad? You can hit me. Just not here. Arm and leg me all day, because like, I'm probably not going to feel that shit to be real. But like, you need to get your shit out. Get your shit out.
Violence.
That's a nice rule.
Violence.
No, release of tension and aggression.
Because like,
we can't go get a kickboxing class. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta hit me. I get you a fucking punching bag.
You heard what he said?
That's him. If he wanna, that might be a kink for you. Is that your thing? You like physical abuse?
Not at all.
This might be a thing for him.
None. It's just I'm weird with emotions.
Yeah.
And like, I know how it feels just to be mad and not being able to do shit and stuff like that. Yeah. So like, if I feel for you, you know what I'm saying? And I know that you're mad at me for some shit,
go ahead,
you don't really want to talk about it, deck my shit real quick. Then we're going out to dinner. It's all good.
I don't know how extreme it may get one.
I was about to say, you don't want to tell no chick that.
He didn't say slice me.
He said, when does that ever matter? Oh, you could tell a woman I want a cheese sandwich and she gonna bring you back a chicken sandwich with pickles because I saw you eat it that one time. And so you tell her, go ahead and hit me. She fucked around and, like you said, slice you because she got out of control.
You didn't say what to hit you with.
If I'm gonna slice you out of control, I'm gonna just slice you regardless.
I'm scared if I tell any chick she can hit me, the first thing she gonna do is like go for the teeth.
Nah, that's why you said boundaries. Not here, I don't or there.
Nigga,
anywhere
I don't. Else is cool. I don't believe no chick gonna follow that rule.
See?
My nigga, I didn't say you couldn't block if she break the rules, my nigga.
No trust.
I don't.
Because I would take that rule. I would. That's a nice rule. Of course
you're violent, though.
I'm not violent.
You wake up and choose chaos.
You fucking liar.
I'm not gonna lie. This is okay, scary. Not gonna lie.
What? What's scary? Yeah. She just don't see it. There's fire in her eyes that she can't see. I've seen this since the day I met her.
Like, did you see how much significantly happier she got once I brought up violence?
Exactly. That's when she started talking. Exactly.
She'd be quiet the whole time.
Exactly.
Oh, punches.
Exactly. Exactly. Telltale signs are here.
Wow.
Hey, look. Breeze pad. Those aren't red flags. They're just orange flags.
Remember that's what they are? Yield signs. Yield signs. Yeah.
There you go.
Approach with caution.
Simple.
May take a detour. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I used to like that shit, though, when I was younger.
Used to. Okay, so I've had him watching One More Chance. You know, Chance from New York.
The one and only Ratchet show.
And he likes all of the ratchet bitches. All of the ones who are causing trouble in the house. He's just like, I have a weird attraction for her. And I'm like, I knew you would.
So
that reminds me of when I used to be into those type of chicks. So I can't deal with them on a date.
No, every bitch in the house that want to fight somebody, he's like, oh my God,
If she was around me, with the exception of your violent ass, if she was around me on a daily, I probably wouldn't. No, they're cute, with the exception of Cheeks. But then I just found out Cheeks is like 22, and I had to unfollow her.
I didn't told you that. She
I didn't know that girl was young. I didn't follow her.
Hey, how
stripper, never, does it matter?
She's 22. I don't give a damn. Can't be less than that, no 22 stripper.
A 22-year-old stripper?
No. No, you not from a reality show.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, not from a reality
she
show.
Enough to them cheeks.
I'm too grown to follow her on Instagram.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, the valedictorian from my high school said fuck college and became a stripper.
Straight like that.
Is she making money?
I don't know. She works part time at Chuck E. Cheese, so it's debatable.
Well, I mean, she coming out the suit one way or another, so shit, let her do her thing. Get to the cheese.
Dancing all day.
Nah, I see what you did there.
I'm with it. Fuck it.
Definitely.
I don't know, man.
Shit's weird. Shit's beautiful. But 2021, I'm going to try to be productive. Try to save.
You got
to
stop using words like
don't
that.
Try
first.
To.
Trying doesn't exist.
No, trying can't.
It is, but don't try.
Don't yeah.
Have the mindset.
I will. Yeah. I can. When I achieve, not if I. For real, dead ass. You have to start speaking shit into existence, man. For real. You ain't got to get all spiritual and wear head wraps, but you do got to speak shit into existence.
No.
For real.
You do have to get spiritual and wear head wraps.
I mean, that might be a different aesthetic for you. You might be able to pull something. I done nothing. Shout out to him.
No. I'm just saying, like,
I done woke up with crystals under my pillow a couple of times. Anyway.
Nigga, my fat ass be sweating, bro.
Hey, I mean, they get to wear the little turban joints. You got a lot of breathing air.
I'm going to be sweating.
You got breathing air.
I understand. But look, when I'm sitting in the house, in the air conditioner, watching anime, and I'm still sweating. I don't care how much breathing space I got, my nigga. That ain't it.
I don't know, man.
That ain't it.
We'll figure it out in 2021. You got 12 months. Let's get it. Unless the aliens come down, because they're talking about aliens now.
Oh, I fuck with aliens.
I don't know. I'm not ready for aliens. I was kind of hoping for zombies.
Why?
I would have preferred zombies, because aliens is going to be too hard to deal with.
How do you know?
Because I'm niggas smart as shit.
For aliens. At least zombies, we could have figured some shit out. I don't think we got nothing for aliens.
Because zombies are just dumb niggas.
Yeah, like, they're stupid. They're just dead. They're niggas that already died. They already done one.
And then aliens, they're superior life.
Yeah, aliens gonna show up and be like, nigga, get in this cage.
And they're gonna pull up in a Tesla spaceship and shit.
We're aliens to them.
So. I don't know. There's probably already aliens here. I've actually met a couple aliens downtown, so I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
You talking about, like, Mexicans or actual aliens?
That's fucked up. No, me being part Mexican, I resent that.
Yeah, it's a legitimate question.
Now you're part Mexican.
It's just some...
Existential?
I don't know. Some weird shit going on.
But look. Aliens, monsters, or zombies. If you had to pick one to, like, set an alliance to, if the world came to an end and there was three factions... Monsters, aliens, or zombies? Who you got?
Wait. So, they all three exist, but you can only have an alliance with one, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay, let me set the scene.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The world's ending.
Clearly. Yeah.
I need the aliens, because they can just give me a body.
Yeah, aliens, we're gone.
And then the monsters and the zombies can have whatever's left over.
The monsters gonna eat the zombies, and that's gonna be that.
I don't care what's gonna happen. I'm not gonna
zombie monsters. And...
Yeah, they'll have a weird hybrid going on. Because somebody's going to fall in love, and it'll be cool. Damn. And I'll be with the aliens. Either dead or...
Bro, I think aliens got some good-ass weed, bro.
I don't think they need weed. They probably just got some good-ass air.
They way surpassed that.
They probably just got some good-ass shit they just breathe.
They have surpassed the need to smoke.
Like, is this healing? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't know, man. Because you should probably wouldn't need it. Because they like she said, they're superior beings. So they would think with more of their brain. That means they wouldn't be using weed because they'd be suppressing part of their brain functions. So they would probably be able to open your shit more up. They'll probably use some shit that you would drink that would open your eyes up more to it. Or inhale. That's just the way that my high mind works. Thinking that's how their non-high minds work.
I fuck with it.
I'd write that down in the book. See? That could be my comic. I'll forget it later.
What you told me? It's recorded.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm gonna listen to this episode and be like, oh, let me write that down now. Hell yeah. I want to do a comic book too. I think I can pull that off. Fairly simple.
I mean, shit, you can draw.
Somebody told me to color books write. Already. Yeah, I'm gonna do coloring books, maybe a comic book.
Coloring books.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some coloring books. Cause you see, I be doing the raffle joints. Mm-hmm. Like shit, all I gotta do is like 15 pages of one of them.
Coloring book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I got some color pencils waiting on you, bitch.
I've seriously been thinking of doing like an adult kind of coloring book. And just like
I'm not coloring in no deck pic though.
Yes. That might be like the bonus page. Like that page would be like in the back. Like yeah, it'll be
the centerfold page.
It'll be the porn page. Like it'll be that one. There'll be a blank sheet over that. It'll be a blank black sheet, and it's like if you choose to flip that blank black sheet and get whatever orgy is non-colored orgy stencil right there, then that's on you. I've done that. Well, there's two paintings over there. There's a chick sucking a dick behind that third painting right there. Go ahead. You know you want to see it.
I'll take your word for it.
There's a chick showing an asshole in the behind the other one, too. You want to see that one, though? Yeah, you do. Look at you.
Look, we're not here for all that. I didn't come in here with intentions of seeing assholes.
I'm just saying. But you talking about you going to eat ass in 2021. So you have to walk into some functions of it. Not necessarily my apartment, so I understand, but definitely, yeah, I feel you.
Like, I didn't come in here.
I feel you, yeah.
With that intention.
I appreciate that.
You set me up for the lucky duck.
I did not.
You set me up.
I've been drinking.
It's all good.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Shouldn't let me take the tequila shots. Tequila's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've read about tequila too.
I'm sure a lot of y'all have.
Facebook is just like a journey.
You know, I be trying to. I'm actually thinking I'm gonna delete Facebook this year too. I'm sick of it.
For real, I spent too much. I'm not gonna say I'm deleting nothing because nigga, that shit is too funny.
I'm sick of it. I'd rather Twitter. And then I only like Twitter that much. I'd be on Twitter for like maybe 15 minutes. Cause I'm really over giving a fuck about people's opinions on shit.
It's just Twitter's so toxic, and I love it. Is.
But Twitter is Facebook great for is my the art. OG. Facebook's good for me to find out other people's business. Twitter is actually good for my business. I've sold a lot of shit off of Twitter. Like, so, I don't know. I'm going to figure out a way to navigate my social media. My presence on social media will probably be, like, a lot smaller this year, though. Because I don't give a fuck no more. I really get on that shit and just be annoyed. Like, two swipes in, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? fuck is all this stupid shit? I post my ignorance and then I leave.
Speaking of ignorance.
Yes, sir.
I was telling my friend about an idea that I had to make money.
You gonna say right. it? You gonna say it live?
Yeah.
Okay. They gonna steal your shit.
Oh, trust me. If they do this, more power to them. So y'all are aware of the show Catfish, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna create a Twitter account of a bad bitch, quote unquote. Okay? Then I'm gonna post an OnlyFans, right? But the OnlyFans is just gonna be me playing 2K butt ass naked.
I mean, you could get a lot off the one-time subscribers. That's not a bad move, honestly. Go for it.
$15.99 a month.
Shit, yeah. Actually, if you bust up, if you break off the right girl a couple motherfucking dollars, she'll fuck around and do the little extra kind of sexy pics just to get niggas in easy. Because niggas is quick. I'm friends with one of the Savannah catfishes. Oh, nigga, she be making money off these niggas, and it's stupid. It's so dumb. I was like, these niggas be Western Union you money, like, for nothing?
Niggas still use Western Union.
Yo, nigga.
My mom said.
Niggas be cash apping, sending her fucking the green dot, all that stupid shit. Just for nothing. Just for being fucking Photoshop. I mean, she kind of fine, but she not as fine as she is on Facebook. Her waist definitely ain't what it is on Facebook. I'm sorry.
You're saying too much.
She not gonna listen to this. She's too conceited. She's answering inboxes right now, getting more money, telling them which motherfucking Piggly Wiggly to send that Western Union to. It's 56-year-old niggas.
Hey,
yo, we ate off of them niggas one day, but we smoked so much motherfucking weed. She just told a nigga she wanted to smoke. That nigga sent her money immediately. I was like, what? Let's get it. I love having halfway bad homegirls.
Hey, but it works.
It does.
It works.
It does, because niggas is funny. Mm-hmm. And then finding out how simp some niggas can be. Ladies, y'all not gonna attest to this?
She looked like she wanted to say something.
She keep she keep her secrets quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She got the mom face on right now, so I ain't gonna fuck with her.
She going into 2021 still securing the bag. I've never seen you this tight lip. I love it.
Uh-oh.
Alright, we gonna leave it alone.
One more thing I want to leave.
What's that?
If you know your music is not good.
Yeah. That's me. I'm right there.
No. You can post your music. You can share your music. But don't personally inbox me your shit. If your shit just sound like Lil B.
I hate niggas that do the flyers. Because I'm friends with so many, like, musicians and shit. Mm-hmm. And I just get so many flyers. Like, nigga, I seen that flyer in your story. I saw the 6 times you posted it. You didn't have to inbox it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen other people
share it. This guy was with 99 other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or create the whole group chat. I don't know if y'all ever got that. But as a musician, I get that a lot. Niggas make whole group chats for their single. And I just be like, nigga, I don't know in, like, the other 46 niggas in this. So why are we all here and all you did was posted a link?
Yeah. See, your shit like that is why I don't socialize.
I hate that. I hate it. I have so many other musicians like messages just muted. Like I think that's the one thing. I don't think I do that. Do I do that? I don't inbox y'all my shit, do I? I don't like that, I barely tag people on my shit because that's annoying sometimes too. I just feel like shit, if you see my shit, you're gonna see my shit. That's where I'm at with it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, because that shit get eggy. And then a lot of times it's never the good people. Like, every so often you'll click on it back. This is actually kind of good. But then most of the times it's just like, that's the same video I saw last week, bro. So I'm good on it. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I got any hobbies, side hustle endeavors, plan for the year?
I like to read. I've been reading a little bit.
Oh, right, what you read? My bad. I read a lot, so.
No, I'm reading this new book by Adelie LaRue. I want to say it just came out. Mm-hmm. The girl from my job gave it to me. It's about a girl that, how can I put it? I don't want to ruin the book, but she exchanged a deal with the devil, pretty much, you know, to be alive. You know, nobody's going to remember her, though. Like, I can meet you today, but you won't remember me tomorrow. Thing. It's a pretty good book. And then, but then she runs across this guy that actually remembers her. And then found out that he did the same type of deal.
With that's cool. I definitely showed the life of crime if I had that deal.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Violence. I'm actually rereading one of my favorites right now.
What's your favorite?
It's called Velocity. It's by Dean Koontz. He's like a long-winded Stephen King, essentially. But just the way the book is and the way the book starts is so fascinating to me. Because you open the book, and this guy's at the bar celebrating the year anniversary of his neighbor's death. Right? His neighbor,
Dinkelberg.
Yeah, that's low-key what it was like. Because Buddy, he was having dinner with like his mom and his wife in the living room. And Buddy was on his roof, pissing on the dining room window, fell off the roof, and broke his neck on one of the garden gnomes that his wife made to make fun of the other dude.
That's beautiful.
Right.
I'm here for it.
So
this is how it starts?
This is how it starts. This is chapter one.
See, I like books like that because it takes me a while to. I'm like, I'm gonna put it down. I don't
want to. Listen, I don't like books that start slow like this.
Yeah, I like to get shamed.
Yeah. All right. Or a little book club, you know what I'm saying? Like we recommend reads, you know what I'm saying? Because if y'all with it, I'm with it. If not, forget I said anything.
Just don't be dropping your links in there.
Bro, like,
nah, I'm fucking with you.
I just said
you don't drop yours, I won't drop mine. New release. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Uploaded on YouTube 3 minutes ago.
Facts. What I'm talking about. I'm gonna start buying views this year too. Anyway,
you read anything?
Oh, I love to read. I'm not currently reading anything right now, but I'm gonna restart my favorite book pretty soon. That's Gone with the Wind. So
never read it.
Oh God, you should. It's really long, but it's really good.
Is that the one? No, you're not. Yeah.
It's called It's Okay.
That's the one you said you wanted to watch.
Do you like You guys a fan of mythology at all?
Yes, very much so.
Have y'all heard of Rick Riordan? Mm-hmm. He's the guy who writes Percy Jackson. Mm-hmm. Well, he has a whole bunch of different series.
Yeah.
About demigods.
Is this like, on? Is this on what is this on?
No, they're books.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying.
Yeah, so he makes books about demigods or whatever. In each series, like. His most popular one is, like, Percy Jackson. He's the son of Poseidon. So it's, like, his seven-book journey, and then, like, there's Abel. There's his seven-book journey, and then, like, it's, like, a big universe. It's kind of like Marvel, but, like, mythology-wise. And then, like, Percy might go to Abel's thing for a book or two to help Bri out, and then Abel might go to this guy's universe for a book or two and help them out. Like, it's very huge and correlated. It is fucking nuts. So I recommend it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna start reading more this year.
I joined the book club last year, but the girl started it, and like when it came to time for the first meet, she had an excuse as to why we couldn't do it, and then she rescheduled it, and then it just never happened. After we rescheduled it,
tends to be that way with sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, so now, but the girl that worked with me, we kind of like.
Word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely read more this year. I feel myself getting dumber sometimes.
If you don't read books, you should definitely read manga.
Nah, I'm gonna like dead ass. Like, I'm gonna find probably one of the like high school curriculums and just go back and read that shit. That
you should read of Mice and Men.
You know, I haven't fucking read that since probably eighth grade.
I read that in 2010 and I still remember it. It's so good.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna go back because, yeah, man, sometimes I was just like, how did I get through school?
Bro, I swear, because I was that kid just eating in the front of class. Like, I wasn't even in the back of class. All right, class, there's no eating. All right, but.
You just always been out here like, fuck it. I feel you.
What you gonna do, beat my ass? And if you beat my ass, congratulations.
Not but, a teacher. No.
Like, I don't know why, but like that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Not shooting me. Not nothing.
I would hate to be a kid now and a teacher take my phone. Like, I had a phone in school, but I don't think the teacher ever took it. See, I'm trying to think, because if the teacher took my food, like, I'd already be pissed. But I was like, if the teacher took my phone, I would be really pissed off. Like, honestly.
See,
like,
the teacher tried to take my snacks one time. I'm butting her so hard.
That's what I'm thinking. I was like, bitch, fuck you. Like, for real.
But you can have a pack of these fruit snacks, which you ain't getting my bag.
Said so you can have a pack. That's hilarious.
You can have a pack of these fruit snacks.
I offer barbecue one. Fritos. I remember this specifically. They're my favorite chips. I have some barbecue Fritos. And she's like, you can't eat in here. Whatever. I don't want your business.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Too bad, bitch. That's funny.
But, let me go ahead and end this. Thanks for listening. Awesome. Next time. Later.